Esther chapter 3. After these things did King Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him, and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai did not bow, nor did he do him reverence. And then the king's servants who were in the king's gate said to Mordecai, "Why do you transgress the king's commandment?" And now it came to pass, when they spoke daily to him, that he did not listen to them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand, for he had told him that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. And he thought scorn to lay hands upon Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. For this, wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. In the first month, that is, the month Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is, the lot, before Haman from day to day and from month to month to the 12th month, that is, the month Adar. And Haman said to King Ahasuerus, "There's a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed amongst the people in all the provinces of your kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people. Neither do they keep the king's laws, and for this reason it is not for the king's profit to allow them to remain. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business of doing so, to bring it into the king's treasuries." And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the Jew's enemy. And the king said to Haman, "The silver is given to you, the people also, to do with them as it seems good to you." Then there were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month. And it was written according to all that Haman had commanded to the king's lieutenants and to the governors that were over every province, and to the rulers of every people of every province according to the writing of it, and to every people according to their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus was it written and sealed with the king's ring. And letters were sent by posts into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published to all the people, so that they should be ready against that day. The posts went out, being hastened by the king's commandment, and a decree was given in Shushan the palace, and the king and Haman sat down to drink. But the city Shushan was perplexed. End of chapter.